Both teams get to their benches for our final chats with the coaches, and then we will have our national anthem and our starting lineups, and of course we'll have the beginning of tonight's contest.
Absolutely excited. This place is packed today, and last night it was standing room only. You should have seen it in here last night, Brad. It was senior night. They were six deep on the glass all the way around. The bleachers were all completely full.
And we're going to have our starting lineups announced first. First up for Madison Heights, Bishop Foley.
We'll try to bring him to you as we get him up here in the booth. Number two is a starter. That's Adam Moore, senior from Lutheran North. Also starting for Bishop Foley is number nine, Bobby Kulka. Kulka's another senior from Lutheran North. Look like number 10 down there, Peter Stevens, another senior from Lutheran North. A lot of Lutheran North players in the starting lineup today, Brad. Six, that's Tim Martin, another Lutheran North senior. Looks like 14, Noah Bolger. And our goaltender today, number 28, Alex Corrado. Braves come out with Devin Grad off number five. He's the starter, along with Gage Maxfield. Number 23, Sawyer Allman, the big goal producer from last night. Along with number two, Walker Hazen, the ninth grader. And number 15, Ben Boland. And starting in goal, as always, for the Braves, number 10, Ethan Wood.
Nothing but seniors on the Bishop Foley side. Three freshmen starting for Tallahassee area.
Yes, absolutely. And most of those seniors on the Bishop Foley side are all from Lutheran North. We're going to take this time now as our local vocalist, Katie Budson, brings us our Star Spangled Banner, and we will stay silent for rendition of our national anthem by our singer Katie Budson. Our officials for tonight's contest, your referees are Kevin Junquist and Scott Packard, and your linesman tonight is Brian Plowecki. Well, Brad, I'm ready to go. Wings pulled out a win already, 4-2 on this Saturday afternoon over on Broad Street in Philadelphia. And that's a good win for the Wings.
I'd say so. What do we say we try and sneak in two hockey wins for us today, huh?
Yeah.
High school hockey on 104.7 WKJC, brought to you in part by Miller and Wilbur, Small Engine Repair of Tawas City, Delage Plumbing and Heating of East Tawas, Bay Party Store in East Tawas, and Hicks Tax and Accounting Service of East Tawas. All Tawas power plays will be brought to you by Russo Engineering of Tawas City and Tawas Bay Etchworks of Tawas City.
We love our sponsors. We couldn't be doing it without them, and I tell you what, we love doing it, so keep it coming out there, sponsors. We absolutely adore you here. Linesman Plawecki brings the teams out to center ice. The goaltenders in net for the Bishop Foley Ventures, Alex Corrado, senior, Lutheran North. And for the Braves, Ethan Wood. Plawecki checks with the scorekeeper, and we're underway here at the Barn by the Bay. Foley brings the puck in right away, shoots one wide behind Wood. Benny Bolin there to try to clear it. Gets laid off behind the net. Out in the high slot, a shot right away, and Wood got it. Kicked it away. Foley working hard now down in the Tawas zone. A lot of speed from Foley early. Out in front, Adam Moore gives it back to the point, and they chip it down behind the Braves' goal. Right there to get it, though, is number nine, Bobby Kulka. Makes a move, heads toward the front of the net. Braves chip it away, fire it up the boards, but not out. Kept in up at the point by Tim Martin. Martin walks in, takes a shot right over the top of the cage. And finally, the Braves clear it out. Led by Devin Gradoff down into the zone. Shot on goal and a nice save by Corrado as the Braves got a goal, a shot early on goal. Play down in the Foley zone now. They clear their zone, get it out to center ice. Braves try to chip it back in and go for a line change. Ben Bolin settles the puck down in his end. Chips it up ice to number 18. That's Kyle Andrika. Gets it into the zone, but knocked away by the Foley defense. Bishop Foley now regroups in their own zone. Gets it out to neutral ice. That's broken up right there on a nice play by Cody Prim. Prim in on the backhand pass shot. And another save by Corrado as Andrika had another chance to get a goal. 15:31 left in the first period. Braves threatening right now deep in the Foley zone. Down in the corner, centering pass, shot, saving a beauty by Corrado. Rebound lay loose in the slot. Braves digging away at it, chopping away at it. And now we're going to have a little melee and scrum afterwards. As Keegan Bender, none other than Keegan Bender, in there chopping away at the goalie, trying to get a loose puck, Brad.
Yeah, a really great start here by the Tawas area Braves. Started off a little shaky right off the beginning. But immediately, once they were able to go be aggressive, a very good job of getting a few shots in on Corrado. And any chance you get, I say it every game, any chance you get, they got to get make sure Corrado faces the rubber.
Face off to the left to Corrado. One by Foley. They wrap it around behind their own net. Ryan Beckman right there clears it up through center ice. Big head of steam bumps into the official on the way through. That was Tyler Dempsey. And they're going to call that offside as the puck came in and out of the zone. And we'll have a faceoff outside the Braves zone.
15:05 remaining in our first period. Aggression early on by the Tawas area Braves. That's a good start. We have yet to have a goal scored, so make sure you still have time to come on down to the Barn by the Bay.
Faceoff dug out by Taylor Williams. Braves win it. Get it back into the Foley zone, where Bishop Foley retreats and then dumps it down ice. That play goes a little long right onto the stick of Braden Hemer. Hemer with a cross-ice pass that doesn't quite connect with Bologna. And back to get it is Brendan Carnegie for the Ventures. Ventures in their own zone now. Foley comes out over their own blue line into the neutral zone. Good check laid there by Bologna, and that's what we talked about early. Puck wrapped around in the Tawas zone, chipped along the wall by Braden Bolin. Not out, though. Kept in by Bishop Foley. Kind of fanned on it. Hemer did. Shot. Nice save, Wood, right out front as he stoned Peter Murphy on a shot attempt. Out to the point. Shot. High stick there. Not called. There it is. Someone finally knocked it down. Foley played that puck with a high stick, and we'll have a faceoff outside the Tawas zone now.
A lot of pushing in front of Ethan Wood there. Good job on him. That puck almost got through. They tried to get a ricochet to Adam Moore to have him just kind of poke one by Wood. Good job. I didn't see who the defender was in front of Wood helping him out.
Due to the high stick, the faceoff will go all the way down into the Bishop Foley zone to the left to Corrado. In to take the draw is Sawyer Allman. The officials kick out number 11 from Bishop Foley. That's Carter Penn. He'll get replaced on the faceoff draw. Right back to the point shot. Ben Bolin just wide. Puck lay loose now behind the net in the Bishop Foley zone. Braves on the forecheck. Bishop Foley gets it out. Nice check out at center ice by Gage Maxfield. Puck lay loose. Braves' Walker Hazen fires it in all the way down, and that's going to go for an icing, as Hazen did not gain the red line before shooting it down the ice.
I think one thing that is a key for the Taos area Braves defense that we've seen so far is when Bishop Foley's on the attack, not letting him get past the blue line without a body hitting him. Make sure that you do not let them just get their offense up the ice.
So far, so good on that faceoff to the right of Wood. Allman loses a draw right to the point with a hard shot. That just missed by Tim Martin. Foley keeps it in the zone. Puck lay loose in the high slot. Finally picked up. Allman gets it out to Maxfield. Back to Allman. Tries to chip it into the Bishop Foley zone and turns it over. Bishop Foley back out to neutral ice and into the Tawas zone. Big head of steam by Carter Penn with a shot. That's deflected by Ben Bolin. He got his body in front of that. Puck loose behind the net. Bolin chips it up along the wall. Comes to Devin Gradoff. Gradoff takes a little body, can't clear it out, and then finally it's chipped up into the netting, and we'll have a face-off in the Tawas zone.
No score. 13:09 remaining in our first period. This game brought to you in part by the Walker Agency of West Branch and Augray. Barash Funeral Home in Tawas City, Augray, Hill, Oscoda, Prescott and Twining, and Revord Builders of East Tawas.
Face-off outside the Braves zone. Braves win it. Dig through the face-off, and Andrika gets into the zone. Shot, he scores! Kyle Andrika! Coast to coast off the face-off, and the Braves are up 1-0.
That was just a tremendous burst by Kyle Andrika. He wins the face-off and immediately gets up ice in front of everybody, and you get to see the speed of number 18 as he hits a little one-timer just past the left shoulder of Corrado.
Well, what a way to start this game, eh? Bradley Andrika on a goal, takes the face-off and walks it all the way down. Ives Braves up 1-0. 13 minutes left here in the first period. Puck loose now in the Braves zone after the face-off. Puck comes to Jake Hayes, and he'll take it out of the Braves zone down into Bishop Foley zone. Makes a move, takes a shot. That's just wide. Comes out to the blue line. Braves keep it in. They chip it down on net. Corrado had to steer that aside and make a play on it to keep it out of the net. And now Bishop Foley, with a head of steam, gets to center ice and dumps it all the way in. Looked like an icing up here, but they're not calling it. Braves working hard to get the puck back out of the net. That's Joel Allman, who gets it out to center, and then he's tripped up by one of the Ventures. And right back the other way is number 11, Carter Penn. Penn runs into a big hit at the blue line from Cooper Gorman. And a little pushing and shoving as Gorman goes back to get his stick. Right out front, puck lay loose, batted down by the Braves, and Cooper Gorman tries to backhand it out, but it won't get out. Carter Penn with a shot. That's off a foot. Puck lay loose right out in front. Bishop Foley behind the Braves' net. Circling the net. Centering pass. Puck lay loose. Andrika fires it along the boards and all the way down the ice, and that'll be an icing, and that's what I call a good icing. And they wave it off. They wave it off. They say it was deflected. Right back the other way. Bishop Foley goes for a wholesale line change. Puck lay loose behind the Braves' net. Taylor Williams picks it up. Gets it along the board, stuck in the feet of Hazen. Hazen loses it, turns it over. Peter Stevens for Bishop Foley takes a big hit from Cooper Gorman right up at the blue line. Good action right now here at the Barn by the Bay. That puck's flipped along the wall by the Braves and gets up into the netting. And Trevor Bologna having a little bit of words with Peter Stevens, the senior.
You've seen the physicality from these two teams early on. A little extracurricular and everything. We saw one right down here in front of us. So there's been a lot of different things that have kind of led to a little extra pushing and shoving at the end. I like the aggression from the Braves, honestly.
Face-off right at center ice. Allman loses it. Foley dumps it in. That's Peter Murphy giving chase right around goal. Wraparound attempt out front. Comes to the blue line. Shot. That's knocked down by Allman out front. And he clears the zone. Chance for the Braves. Devin Gradoff gives chase, and they're going to call an icing on that. And the play will come all the way back into the Tawa zone.
10:54 remaining in our first period as the Braves and the Avengers battling. And this one comes down, big face-off here. Got to protect Ethan Wood, got to protect the lead that the Braves have been able to build up here at 1-0 with 10:54 remaining.
Face-off won by Bishop Foley. A shot, another good block, but rebound comes to Foley in the high slot. Shot save, Ethan Wood, the best one of the day right there. And Devin Gradoff will clear the zone. Into the Bishop Foley zone now. Play a little scattered. Braves playing really well right now. Clearing attempt, not out. Comes into the high slot, back to the point. Bishop Foley with the puck. Peter Stevens in the slot. Shot, that's deflected just wide of Wood. Out to the blue line. Tough play. Gage Maxfield broke his stick. He drops it, puts it on the ground. Goes to the bench to retrieve another one. Puck lay loose. Here's Bishop Foley now down deep behind the net. Peter Murphy tries to center it. Can't get it quite to his teammate. Adam Moore now gets the puck. And finally, Devin Gradoff gets it out over their own blue line. But Bishop Foley dumps it right back in and gives chase. Peter Stevens lays the body right there on Walker Hazen. But breaking the other way is Bologna. He gets hauled down, no call. Referee's got the whistles put away right now. Letting them play. Down deep in the Bishop Foley zone. Braves throw the body around on the net. Centering pass comes out in a high slot. Backhander by Hazen. That's saved by Corrado. And now right back the other way. Foley. Stolen by Allman with a drive shot. Save and a beauty by Corrado. And he'll hang on to it. An excellent, excellent pace to this game, Bradley.
Yeah, a fantastic start for the Tawas area Braves. And that right there tells you how well they're playing today. Earlier in the season, they give up a goal down here. They were kind of out of sorts. They were outnumbered. Able to find a way to keep the puck off of Ethan Wood, too. It's not even like he had to make a save. He made one save in that stretch, other than that great D by the Braves.
Puck lay loose now in the Bishop Foley zone after the faceoff. Steered to the side by Corrado, and Bishop Foley comes out to neutral ice. Foley brings it into the Tawa zone now, led by number 11, Carter Penn. That's broken up nicely by Andrika, who tries to chip it up the boards, and he can't get it out. Back to get it, Jake Hazen. Jake Hazen, ooh, gave it away, and a shot went just wide of Wood. Bishop Foley on a good forecheck right now in the high slot. Carter Penn with a shot. Wood got a stick on that one, and it trickled to the corner. Ryan Beckman with the puck now. Beckman out in the high slot. Walks out, shoots, save. Wood, rebound. Lay loose in the corner, and Tyler Dempsey with the puck. Back to the point. Drive from Brandon Carnegie, and that's loose. Big pressure. Great hit there by Keegan Bender. Puck lay loose in the slot. They're jamming at it. And here's some more pushing and shoving as Ethan Wood covers that up right down in front of us here. And the Braves didn't like him, taking some extra slugs and slashes at goaltender Wood.
What a shot by Keegan Bender. That took you back to when you were covering him in the football. Him hitting a linebacker over the middle of the field just like that. A huge hit that cleared the puck away from the Bishop Foley offender. An easy, easy job for Ethan Wood the rest of the way to move it down. 8:16 to play in our first period. 1-0, Tawas area Braves. This game is brought to you in part by Blue Bear Jewelry of East Tawas, Northeastern Window and Door, Harrisville and Alpena, and Irisa of Tawas City.
No penalties will come of that scrum. Faceoff will go outside the zone, out of neutral ice. Foley wins the draw, and they clear it all the way back into their own zone. Corrado lays it there for his defensive partner. Braves on a little forecheck here. Cooper Gorman and Taylor Williams digging down deep. Foley winds it up and comes out of their own zone through center ice. Dumped all the way in behind the Braves' goal. Giving chase in the corner is Braden Bull, and he chips it up the boards but not out. Tim Martin gives it off to Peter Stevens with a shot, and Wood had to make a save on that. And the Braves clear it back out to neutral ice. 7:44 left in the first. Braves up 1-0. Puck into the Tawa zone. Cleared smoothly by Braden Heimer. And then dumped in by Cooper Gorman. Braves don't have anyone in on the forecheck right now. There's one player down there deep. That's Bolaño. Throws a body check. Braves keep it in. Take a shot that goes just wide out to the point again. Another drive that gets broken up nicely by Foley. And they got a two-on-one the other way. But that gets broken up as Hemer goes to the bench for a change. Braden Bolin digs down deep hard. Hemer stayed on the ice. Gets that puck out along the boards. And they can't clear it. Walks right in. Foley with a shot on goal. And again, Ethan Wood makes himself a nice save on Tyler Dempsey. The junior from Lutheran North had a free lane, and Woody covered it up.
Yeah, Wood's playing really well. Looks real confident in the net right now. Able to just kind of set himself. Good athletic position. And that one able to make the save with his right arm.
Face off in the zone. Foley wins it, but broken up by Sawyer Allman. Little headman pass to Gage Maxfield. He's got numbers up front. Cross-ice pass, shot by Gradoff. And Corrado had to make a kick save on that, or the Braves would have been up 2-0. Right back the other way, though. Into the Tawas zone. Tyler Dempsey skates it behind the Braves net for Bishop Foley. Good puck battle. Walker Hazen involved, and he gets it up to Allman, and Allman gets it out to Maxfield. Maxfield with a little move. Ran out of space. Corrado tried to kick save it and missed it. Puck went behind the net, and Bishop Foley will clear. Foley cross ice. That's almost picked off by Ben Bolin. Referee in the way. Tawas tries to clear it and hits the referee again. Puck in the slot. Shot save and a beauty by Wood. And here comes a guy in late, and he'll get some rough stuff from the Braves. It was number two, Adam Moore, came in and poked right between Ethan Wood's legs after he covered the puck up.
And well after the whistle, too. It's not like he was just playing to the whistle. It was well after the whistle was called, and he still came in after it. The officials letting most things go, and good look. Kyle Andrico immediately goes, gives Ethan Wood a little tap on the helmet, telling him keep up the good work.
Andrico will take the draw to the right of Ethan Wood. Foley wins it, sends it behind the net. Peter Murphy down behind the net with the puck, looking for someone out in the slot. That misses. Puck come to the blue line. Shot save. Hit a foot out front. Deflected and right back the other way by Cody Prim. Prim to Andrika. Andrika gets it in deep down in the corner in the Bishop Foley end. Bishop Foley gets it cleared up along the boards, and they get it out to center ice. At center, Joel Allman. Allman chips it to the Bishop Foley blue line, and then Foley sends it back through neutral ice, and that's cleared once again by Keegan Bender. Bender getting a regular shift here today, and he's been playing the body well. Foley brings it into the Tawas zone. Drop back to the blue line. Tim Martin walks into the slot, loses his footing, and right back the other way is Joel Allman. And the Braves try to clear it once, twice, and they still can't get it out of neutral ice. Foley walks in. Into the Braves zone. Peter Murphy with the puck. Still with the puck. Gets it back to the point. Shot. Save right on Wood. Rebound. And there's a goal. There's a goal on a rebound by number 72, Tyler Dempsey, at the 4:55 mark. Not much he could do on that, as the puck came off of two different players and got a funny rebound there, and they tucked it past Wood.
Yeah, just an unfortunate bounce off of Wood. He made a nice save, and then unfortunately it just rebounded the wrong way. That one's not on Ethan Wood. Is this game now tied at 1. 4:55 to play in our first period. Have a good one so far. Great start by the Braves. Going to be key how they respond to this goal. They got to stay aggressive, got to stay focused, get a couple more shots on net. We haven't seen one in a few minutes.
Absolutely. This remaining 4:55 here in the first will be key. Braves win the draw, head right down into the Bishop Foley zone. A lot of holding going on. Number 11's got a hold of Taylor Williams. No call again. Finally, the puck comes out to neutralize. There to get it is Braden Bolin, but he flips it up the middle, and that's intercepted, and Foley walks in again. Another shot. That was fanned on. Picked up by number 47, Ryan Beckman. He gets it out to the point with a drive, and that trickles through the five hole, and there's another goal. That one comes from Brendan Carnegie on a drive from the point less than 30 seconds after the last goal, and that's going to make it 2-1 now, Bishop Foley.
Yeah, that one, Ethan Wood's going to Going to want back. That one slips just right through the five hole. He thought he had made the save on it, and it just slips right underneath him. The last two shots on net go in for the Bishop Foley Ventures. 2-1 now with 4:21 remaining in our first period.
Off the draw, Bishop Foley brings it back into the Tawa zone again. Wraparound attempt, puck loose on the side of the net. Brave Sawyer Allman chips it to the side to Carter Penn. Penn sends it across ice, and that'll get deflected up and out of play with 4:06 left. It's the Bishop Foley Ventures 2 and the Tawas Braves 1.
High school hockey and WKJC, your power station for sports, brought to you in part by A-Plus Automotive of the Tawas. It's Glenny and Hale. Bolin Asphalt and Paving of East Tawas and Kevin Hummer counts at Dean Arbor Chevrolet of East Tawas.
Face-off right below us. Sawyer Allman steps in to take it against Peter Stevens. Puck on the ice. Stevens wins a draw, but it goes right to Benny Bolin, who takes it up the boards, clears it out of the zone. Sawyer Allman now 2-on-1, gets it to Gradoff. Gradoff walks right in, shoots. Corrado with a great save, and the rebound goes through the five hole and into the goal, and credit Devin Gradoff with the game-tying goal. There's still some discussion going on down there right now. I don't know what the answer is. The refs are getting together. We are not sure about this one yet, Brad.
Yeah, obviously we don't really have a good angle on this one. We just saw the Tawas Braves players go up. It looks like that just slipped through, but we'll see what the call is.
Referee Kevin Junquist heads over to the scoring booth and to the bench. He's going to explain to Coach Fertel right now what he saw. Just from his body language and his hand motions, it looks like he's saying, Coach, I blew the whistle before the puck went into the net. Coach Rattel also making some hand gestures, too, that don't look promising. And it looks like the linesman is lined up to take a faceoff to the right of Corrado. So it looks like the Braves' goal is going to be disallowed as he makes the motion, no goal. So what we thought was a tying goal from Devin Gradoff is not a tying goal, and it'll remain 2-1. Bishop Foley right off the draw. The puck goes to Corrado, who covers it up, and we'll have another faceoff.
Interesting to get an explanation on what happened there. I mean, early whistle might be the correct kind of inadvertent whistle while the puck was still in play.
Yeah, once he lost sight of it, he blew his whistle, and unfortunately, if he'd have waited a little bit, he'd have seen it come back out the back end is what I think happened. Face-off to the right of Corrado, 3:52 left. Braves down 2-1. They draw it back to the point. Shot from Walker Hazen goes wide. Corrado covers it up after it comes off the back dasher board, and we'll do another face-off down deep in Bishop Foley's zone.
We have 3:45 remaining in our first period. It is 2-1. Bishop Foley over top of the Tawas area Braves.
Face-off. One by Bishop Foley, and then they chip it up into the net. I think we've had four whistles in a row just now.
Thanks to Chad Meyer back at the radio station, keeping us sounding good today. He's working double duty today, man. He's got this. He's got Michigan State on our sister station, Hits FM.
Face-off won by the Braves behind the net. Gage Maxfield tries to center it. Shot. Corrado kicks it away. Another shot. Out into the zone. Rebound. And Corrado had to be quick on that to shut the door. Gage Maxfield gets it back to the point. That's kept in by Walker Hazen. And here's our first penalty of the game as number two, Adam Moore, buried Walker Hazen up along the boards. And he'll go for 2 minutes.
And that means we're going to have our first Tawas Power Play brought to you by Russo Engineering of Tawas City and Tawas Bay Edgeworks of Tawas City. 3:19 to play in our first period. In the next 2 minutes, Tawas will have 5-on-4.
You know, this is a big part of this first period right now, Brad. Tawas could get one late here, get this thing tied up, go into the locker room with their heads up playing against a team like this.
Time of possession pretty even, I'd say even right now. A little bit towards Bishop Foley, but pretty even.
Face-off down to the right of Corrado. Braves win it. Allman with a shot right off the face-off that goes wide. Allman down on the puck, digging hard behind the net for it. He gets help from Andrika. Andrika and Allman. Forechecking, gets it back to the point. Shot, Ben Bolin right on Corrado. Kicked that aside with his leg. Puck stayed deep in the Bishop Foley zone. Allman working behind the net, centers it right out into the slot, but right onto a stick of the Bishop Foley team. They don't get it out of the zone, though. Andrika keeps it in, down along the boards, shot up the wall, and finally Bishop Foley clears it, and they got a guy chasing it, and that's goal scorer Tyler Dempsey down there digging hard for it. Ben Bowen digs it out from his defensive partner, Jake Hazen, and heads back the other way. Bowen, big cross-ice pass right on the tape with Sawyer Allman. Allman digs down, tries to center it, doesn't get it to the slot, keeps it in deep in the corner. Back behind the net, chipped out front, and that just went wide of the net. Braves with good power on the power play right now. Bishop Foley clears it to center ice. Braves will dump it back to the line, and Andrika gets ran into the boards. There was an offside there, but he came in high on Andrika on that hit, Brad.
Yeah, that one a little bit scary. Andrika able to protect himself, so it ends up working out all right. And the faceoff will come right to center ice. 49 seconds remaining in our power play.
Taylor Williams steps in to take the draw for the Braves, loses it, goes back into the Bishop Foley zone. Braves keep it in nicely. Gage Maxfield down in the corner. Shot right on. Corrado steered that aside. Comes out to the point. Taylor Williams with a shot. That's up in the air and knocked down by the Bishop Foley player with his hand. And Foley will clear it all the way back in. Ethan Wood leaves it there in the corner for Braden Heimer. They give it away. Bishop Foley shorthanded with a chance. Now Heimer back the other way. 3-on-2. Braves into the Foley zone. Nice move by Heimer. Chips it out front. Now Gage Maxfield just couldn't get his stick on it. Cleared away by Corrado. Braves down in the zone, and finally Bishop Foley will clear it. 8 seconds left on the power play. That'll just about eat it all up. Braves out of the zone. Chip it all the way through center ice. Maxfield dumps it down deep into the Foley zone. Gives chase. Digs in hard. Pins the defender down there. Dylan Ostrakis, and the two of them battle for it. Foley turns, gets it out to center ice. Braves right there in the neutral zone, though. Chip it back the other way, and finally Foley dumps it all the way down behind Ethan Wood and gives chase. Right down there to get it is Ryan Beckman. Beckman loses it along the boards. They try to chip it out. Braden Bowen, three Braves work on it. And now breakaway back the other way. Gage Maxfield, one man to beat. He gets pinned between the two of them, hangs on to the puck along the boards and centers it. That's right on. And Corrado will hang on to that puck and a late whistle. And now we got another good scrum going. A little bit of pushing and shoving here with 33 seconds left in our first period. I can tell you what, Brad. Bishop Foley's frustrated because they can't put this team away right now.
Yeah, they can feel that they're a little bit faster, which they are. They're a little bit faster, they're a little bit bigger. And, yeah, I think they are frustrated that, yeah, they have not been able to put it past Ethan Wood a good five or six times in this period. Instead, they're sitting with a 2-1 lead, 33 seconds left, and the Braves just keep on fighting.
Got to love the attitude. Allman out to take this faceoff with 33 seconds left to the right of Corrado. Puck goes behind the Foley net. Foley dumps it around, but not out. Allman from the slot. Had his shot blocked. Foley tries to clear it, and they can't. Finally, it's dumped up along the boards. That's kept in by Joel Allman. Puck still loose. Finally comes out to neutral ice. Foley comes down into the top of zone with 16 left. Giving chase down behind the net now. Good body check there behind the net by Joel Allman. Puck out to the point, shot, that's deflected once, lay loose, oh, and a shot just wide as Ethan Wood was out of position. And there's the horn to end our first period of play. So after one, here at the Barn by the Bay, it's the Bishop Foley Ventures 2 and the Tawas Braves 1. We'll be back right after this on 104.7 WKJC, your power station for sports.
Brad Allen and Kurt Romberger here with you at first period intermission. The Zamboni is leaving the ice, so we will have the teams back out on the ice relatively shortly and get our second period underway. 2-1, Bishop Foley over Tawas Area. And, you know, I'd say for a good 15 of those 17 minutes, Kurt, Tawas played really, really well. But in those 2 minutes, a couple of unforced errors, a mistake by Ethan Wood on one of the goals, and here we stand at 2-1, and Tawas has had some good chances, but just in that 2 minutes, Bishop Foley really showed their speed and strength.
Absolutely, and you heard our friend Sawyer Allman, who joined us gratefully in between periods, say that, you know, they are fast. They're really fast. Down at ice level, you can tell that Bishop Foley's got some speed, especially that whole clan from Lutheran North. And I overall thought it was a great period, though, for the Braves. Yeah. I tell you what, they'd take another period just like that right now if they could score a goal again and hold them to two. I think they'd be pretty happy. If I know Coach Rattell, I thought that was one of their better periods of hockey we've seen this year, to be honest with you. A little bit of scoring updates on that first Tawas goal. That was scored by Andrika, and there was no assist on that as he won the draw and took it right in. On Bishop Foley's first goal, scored by number 72, Tyler Dempsey. That had an assist on it to Peter Stevens. And then on Bishop Foley's second goal, was scored by number 11, Carter Penn, and had an assist to number 7, Brendan Carnegie. So that's where we stand right now through one period of hockey. 2-1, Braves down to Bishop Foley. And what were the shots on goal like in that first period?
Yeah, actually relatively even, which is something that we, you know, have preached with the Tawas Braves throughout the year. So Bishop Foley ended up with 11 shots on goal, and believe it or not, Tawas had 14. You know, so they ended up with, you know, a good 3-4 shots in at a time when they could before it would be covered up. And that's something that I look for, and I was going to mention here heading into the second period. Wood's doing a good job facing one shot and covering it up. But when it comes to the Bishop Foley goaltender, he's facing a lot of rebounds. It's only a matter of time till one of those goes Tawas's way.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to get a good look at senior Alex Corrado right here in front of us coming up in the second period. He's not overly tall, but looks awfully quick, and he's got, looks like, what appears to be great goaltending skills, technical skills.
Yeah.
We're about ready here as linesman Plawecki brings the two teams out to center ice. We got a fresh cut of ice. We got a full house. It's a Saturday afternoon. Can't think of anywhere else I'd rather be. Puck's on the ice, and we're underway. Foley wins the draw, gives it right away up the middle. Devin Gradoff in, passing it, shot, saving a beauty by Corrado as he robbed Gage Maxfield. Foley gets it out of their own zone after the Braves scoring chance. Cleared all the way down the ice, and that'll be an icing. And, wow, we could have got one off the right off the bat there, Brad.
Yeah, that was a fantastic, and I love the pass by Devin Gradoff. You know that Corrado had to be thinking he was going to face that shot from Gradoff. He ditches it off to Maxfield. I thought that was a great pass, just a better save by Corrado.
Absolutely. Would have been nice to get that one right away and tied it up. That would have brought the house down here at the barn by the bay. Face off to the left of the Corrado after the icing. Sawyer Allman loses the draw. Foley heads right back the other way, led by Tyler Dempsey. He clears it in on Wood. Wood steers it to the side. Puck loose now behind the Braves zone. Dug in by Carter Penn. Penn out in the slot takes a shot. That's blocked wide. Gradoff plays a little body on his guy. Braves struggling to get the puck out. Foley behind the net, out to the point, and that'll come all the way down into the Bishop Foley end on an errant pass back to the blue line. Corrado will leave it there. Forechecking now for the Braves is Devin Gradoff. Cross-ice pass for Foley to Tyler Dempsey. Dempsey heads into the Braves zone. He goes wide, down long, low, behind the net. That's broke up once by the Braves. Puck chipped all the way to the corner. Ryan Beckman over in the corner working hard on it. Two Braves, including Maxfield and Allman, worked to break that up out of the corner. Puck lay loose. And now we're going to have a high stick. I think it's just a high stick on the puck and not a penalty, though. We'll have a faceoff.
A lot of play down in front of Ethan Wood right now to start this period. And this is how the first period started. That Bishop Foley came out quicker, came out fast, and this is a big chance now. That high stick on the puck was on Bishop Foley. So now right down here in front of us, Tawas going to be able to, you know, make something happen on their own offensive end.
15:42 left in your second. Andrika moves in to take the draw against Carter Penn. Braves win it, get it behind the Foley net. Prim makes a move. He's behind the net with the puck. Cody Prim still with it, lags it around out into the slot, and Bender couldn't get that, and right back the other way for Foley is Adam Moore. Adam Moore goes wide down in the corner, puts the brakes on, tries to find somebody in the slot or at the point. Adam Moore gets knocked down, and that's going to be the Braves' first penalty of the game, as Keegan Bender, it looked like he just kind of knocked him down with a cross check from behind. A little bit too much body when your back's to somebody like that.
Yeah, that's a physical player who, that's a number 12 actually,
yeah, actually
who picks that up.
It
was Braden Hamer.
Braden Hamer, I take back what I said about you, Keegan.
That's a player just trying to play physical and ended up just kind of, you know, making the wrong play. And so now a big penalty kill. This is a big 2 minutes. You cannot let yourself fall too far behind if you're the Talvis area Braves.
Yeah, this is a big kill right here for the Braves. Face off to the left of Wood. Foley wins a draw, gets it back to the point, but it comes right out. Oh, Braves had a chance for a shorthanded opportunity there as Cody Prim was almost gone the other way. Foley regroups, gets the puck into the Braves zone, and then the Braves chip it out. Nice work, good quick sticks in there by number 7, Braden Bolin. Puck all the way back down into the Foley end. Peter Stevens sends it ahead up through center ice to Carter Penn. Penn tries to get it in, but he's offside on that. They'll have to tag up while the Braves have time to clear it. Get it over to Ben Bolin. Ben Bolin tries to clear it up the boards, but that's kept in. Ryan Beckman gets a shot, goes around loose behind the net. Carter Penn in there after it. Braves try to body him off the puck. Andrika can't move him. Puck's loose. A lot of movement down in the zone right now. No shots right now for Foley, but they're still with the puck deep in the Braves' end. Out to the point. Here's a chance for Ryan Beckman with a shot that got blocked out front. Carter Penn tried to get the rebound. Braves cleared up the boards, but not out. And finally gets caught in the feet of Andrika, and he's away the other way at the end of a shift. Cody Prim and Andrika, both of them tired, looking for a change, and Foley goes right back the other way. 40 seconds left in the penalty. Quick shot. That's wide of Wood, and it's going to roll all the way back out into the neutral zone after it comes off the back dasher. So Foley back to get it. Ryan Beckman turns with it, hangs onto the puck, goes to the near wall, cuts to the net, walks around behind the Braves net, tries to center it. Ben Bolin right there, and he clears it all the way down the ice. That'll eat up the remaining 10 seconds or so of the power play. Good kill by the Braves. Back behind his own net, Peter Stevens in the Foley end. He gives it off to Tim Martin, and Tim Martin picks up ahead of steam through center ice and into the Braves zone. Tim Martin with a shot. That's right on. Ethan Wood saves it. Ben Bolin dumps it around the boards into the corner, but not out. Another shot knocked down. Finally, Bolin sends it up along the wall, and it goes up into the netting, and we'll have a faceoff. Good penalty kill, though.
Yeah, that's a tremendous job by the Talvis area Braves right there. They never really got in any distress. That looked as clean of a penalty kill as we've seen. They didn't take a bunch of shots. They just continued. The pace was played at their pace, which is awesome what you want on the penalty kill, that you didn't end up running with the Bishop Foley pace. And Ethan Wood has an equipment issue, so he's going to have to get a new mask.
He heads over to the Talvis bench. The officials will allow a certain amount of time for this without any kind of delay.
This game brought to you in part by AutoTech of East Talvis, Emphalin Sherman Construction of East Talvis, Talvis Bay Insurance Agency, Edward Jones of East Talvis, and North Country Signs and Shirts of East Talvis. Now both teams will just kind of head to their benches and chat with their coaches. 13:04 remaining in our second period. 2-1. Bishop Foley over top of the Talvis area Braves. And, you know, we just talked about really wanting to see the fight out of the Braves today. They get a good win last night over a team they should beat by, you know, 6-7 goals, 9-3. And we've continued to see them keep their legs underneath of them. Good, crisp hockey today. They're getting changes when they need to. They're getting the important clears when they need to get them. They could be better on that. But a lot of things to look forward to, a lot of things going well, even though they're down one on the scoreboard.
Yeah, and they're checking a little bit today, which is nice to see. They're playing the body, which is something they have to do. They got to get in the way of these guys as they try to use their speed to get into the zone. They got to stand them up. And over there checking right now to see what the status is on Ethan Wood, because the officials will give so long. And one of the assistant coaches is all the way up here right now looking for a possible another goalie helmet. It could be broke. And while they're doing that, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with you on 104.7 WKJC, your power station for sports.
The Braves continue to work on Ethan Wood's equipment issue as we have a bit of a pause in the action here at 13:04 in the second period. So a timeout for both squads here to be able to work this out. And, you know, there's not much you can do. You got to make sure that you have all the equipment set up the way it is to protect these players.
Right. It's a throat guard that I think they're looking for. And, you know, most of the time a team will have a backup throat guard in the equipment room. But I can tell you, by the way everyone's running around, they might have to do something makeshift with it, get some tape on it, or get it attached with a couple zip ties or something like that, because the referees will allow this to go so long, and then they'll get a delay of game penalty. And that's the last thing that the Braves would need at this point, Brad.
Yeah, if they would have to play into, you know, letting Bishop Foley on the power play would not be good for the plan the rest of the way. Bishop Foley just kind of getting some warm-ups in. They're kind of working on Corrado, getting some light shots in. And just heard a whistle go off. We'll see what we have here. And pretty much still nothing. We're just going to kind of wait around as we continue to have Bishop Foley jog around. We got Tawas Area just kind of jogging around again. 13:04 remaining here in our second period. Coach Ritalis right underneath of us. He's trying to find something so that we can work out this equipment issue. And, you know, Kurt, the throat guard is actually very important. You know, last time we were on the air, we were talking about an issue with the throat guard of the player in Connecticut.
Yeah, absolutely. That was something that happened and was extremely sad. And the answer for this might be is Bishop Foley has two goaltenders dressed tonight. Besides Alex Corrado, Dominic Carnegie is another goaltender on the team, number 34, over on the bench. They might have to, with some good sportsmanship, ask if they can borrow the backup goaltenders from the other team. Could be the only solution on this, because the officials will let this go so far, and then they will call a delay a game penalty. So hopefully the other goaltender on the other team might be asked if they can use his. And that would be a very sportsmanlike gesture from Bishop Foley to do that.
Looks like we have a second mask here for the Braves. So they.
Oh, somebody's found another mask.
So Ethan Wood does have a helmet on now.
Yep.
So that's good.
He's got a helmet back on.
We'll see if we're actually able to play with this and keep him moving as, yeah, Ethan Wood's going to...
He's either heading to the net or to the dressing room down at the other end of the concourse.
Yep, he's coming off the ice.
They're trying to find something.
So he's continuing to work. So we'll take another break. We come back. Hopefully we'll get back to some hockey here on WKJC, your power station for sports. We just had one of the officials come down here, and he kind of looked at you and said, hey, there's just no throat guard. And you even asked him about the opposing goaltender, and they said, yeah, we're not giving him the helmet.
Yeah, so so much for the good sportsmanship that is supposed to be around with the MHSAA. Here comes Ethan Wood skating back onto the ice finally, heading over toward the bench. I don't see a dangler on it, but...
And now he's going to head right back off the other way.
Yeah, now he's going to head back off the ice again. At some point, I have a feeling Tawas is going to skate a man short for a two-man delay game penalty because this is just, I mean, it's blatant unpreparedness, really. I mean, every hockey team that has a goalie on it has to have a second throat guard somewhere.
Yeah,
I mean, you got to keep a second throat guard.
And you're at home.
I mean, he took a shot on it, and it broke. It broke right in half, which is not uncommon because it's hard plexiglass, and when it gets cold in the cold rinks like this, it can crack and break.
And I said to you during the break, you know, eventually they're going to just make them play without a goalie. They're just going to have to play without someone in net because they are just, when you're this unprepared, if you don't have someone who can, well, safely play in the net, I just can't see how the officials can let this go too much longer at all. I'm surprised they've let it go this long without a penalty and saying, hey, if you can't have a goalie suit up, you can't play with a goalie.
Right, right. And once again, Ethan Wood again comes back onto the ice, this time with a whole new whole new bucket. And he's coming over to the bench now.
And now talking to the officials, hopefully getting it approved.
Yeah, and they're double-checking it.
And maybe we'll get to play some hockey. Well, just a reset here. It's 2-1, Bishop Foley. 13:04 still remaining in our second period. So we had about each team gets another intermission there, so their legs should be a little fresh.
Yeah, and here we go. Ethan's going back in goal, getting a little bit of a round of applause from the benches, tapping their sticks. And with 13:04 left here in the second, we'll have a faceoff down deep to the right of Ethan Wood.
No penalty.
No penalty either, which I'm just shocked by. And we're underway again. Braves win the draw down in their own zone. Sawyer Allman gives battle for it. Tries to get it up the boards and out, but he can't. That's kept in by Ryan Beckman. Shot out front. Wood has to get a piece of that and send it up into the netting. Or that would have been a goal for Bishop Foley right off of that stoppage. And it takes a lot of energy out of you when you got to make a long delay like
that. Yeah, because it's not like an intermission where you're going, you're still focused in the game, and unscheduled delay really causes a problem as a shot is launched high.
Right off the faceoff, Bishop Foley rips one over the top of the net, kept in the zone, into the high slot. Foley doing their best to keep the puck in. Braves finally get a hold of it and rip it down ice. No icing on that. Back to get it for Bishop Foley's Noah Bolger. Bolger gives it away. But Allman couldn't do anything with it. Now Foley comes right back the other way, led by Carter Penn. Penn with a drop pass and a shot, and Wood makes a big save on that as Foley had another good scoring opportunity. Puck comes into the Foley zone. Tawas makes a move right on net. Sawyer Allman with a shot. Rebound, he scores! Little Gage Maxfield on a rebound from a shot from Sawyer Allman. And we're tied at two.
Sawyer Allman puts the pressure on. Nobody could see Gage Maxfield behind him, who just throws it right over that left shoulder. And Corrado looks at it one of his defenders comes in. He just says, he put his hands from face to face. I couldn't see it.
Right.
And you can't blame him. He couldn't see it. That's just great. Great recovery. And what did I say at the intermission? One of those rebounds is going to go the way of the Braves. That one did. Corrado couldn't see it.
Right. Great, great play there that time by the Braves. Sawyer Allman. Maxfield on the rebound. Now we got a 2-2 game. And that should put a little bit of jump in the Braves' step now. Off the faceoff. Foley back in their own end. Dylan Ostrakas with the puck. Gives it away. Braves dump it back in. Picked up quickly by Brendan Carnegie. Carnegie gets it up the boards. Off the dasher. And in the Foley zone, a little drop pass. Cross ice to Carnegie. Carnegie up to neutral ice. Braves walk in with it, but he gets his pocket picked by number 13, Peter Murphy. Murphy almost loses it in a slot giveaway. Andrika walks in, couldn't get one off. Fires it around behind the net. Keegan Bender gives chase to it. Ben Boland does as well. Boland dumps it back in behind the Foley net. Braves with a little hop in their step. Another giveaway. Cody Prim couldn't hang on to it. Braves with good pressure right now on the forecheck. Ben Boland steps up. Finally, Bishop Foley gets it out of their own zone and chips it up through neutral ice. Right there, Adam Moore, and he gets ran over by Bender on a good clean hit. Braves with a little bit more pop in their legs right now after that goal. Foley wraps it deep behind the Braves' net. Ben Boland back to get it. Gets it up to Keegan Bender. Bender tries to get it out, and he gets hit there by number 13, Peter Murphy. Braves regroup in their zone. Clear it up to center ice. Braves at center. They dump it right in, and Corrado has to make a save. Gives up a rebound to Andrika right out front. Andrika almost tucked it back in the net. Foley now out of the zone, led by Peter Stevens, the neutral ice, and once again the Braves make a good transition, play it center ice, and get the puck. Andrika can't find the handle in neutral ice. He takes a little bit of body there from Noah Bolger. Right back the other way now, number six, Tim Martin into the zone, shot right on Ethan Wood, and he'll do the safe thing and cover it up. And Bologna gets an extra little shot in down low on Ethan Brodbeck. And no calls will come of that. 10 minutes even left in our second period. 2-2 tie.
Could not be happier with the way the Braves are playing right now. You know, Coach Rattell's got to feel really, really proud of his boys right now with the way that they are fighting with this team. And we keep saying a little bit bigger, a little bit faster, a little bit stronger. But, man, are they playing really, really quick and really, really well.
Face-off won by Foley in the Braves zone. Puck chipped out to the blue line, shot in, hits three or four legs. Foley still in possession in the Braves zone. Number seven, Brendan Carnegie wraps it around, and then finally Tawas chips it out over to center ice. Bologna, Taylor Williams, puck loose at center right now. Now a big head of steam the other way for Bobby Kulka. Kulka down the boards. Drop pass out to the blue line. Braves pick it up and head back this way. Ooh, he avoids a big hit there. Puck lay loose at center ice. The hitting is now starting to pick up. Brendan Carnegie right back the other way for Bishop Foley into the Tawa zone with a shot high over the top of the cage. Braves get it. Try to clear it. Doesn't go anywhere. Taylor Williams lays along the boards. Cooper Gorman gets it out to center ice. Nice pass to Bologna. Bologna just dumps it in, and the Braves go for a wholesale line change. 8:52 left here in the second. Foley out of their zone. Brendan Carnegie up the boards. That'll be an icing, and that faceoff will come all the way back down into the Bishop Foley zone.
High school hockey on WKJC, your power station for sports, brought to you in part by Lakeview Manor Healthcare Center of Tawas City, Muffler Man of Tawas City, and Matt Prim at Zubac Motors in Tawas City. Again, 8:46 remaining in our second period. Faceoff coming right below us to the left of the goaltender, Corrado.
Carter Pennon to take the draw against Sawyer Allman. Allman wins it, chips it to the corner, goes after it, centers it in the slot. Maxfield couldn't find a handle on it. And Foley sends it all the way down into the Braves zone. Tyler Dempsey gives chase for it down in the corner. Good puck battle there with Maxfield. Out to the point. That's kicked away, and here comes the Braves now, led by Ben Bolin through the neutral ice. Bolin chips it around, gets it over to Jake Hazen with a shot on goal. Corrado with another save, and the Braves applying pressure again. Maxfield back covering up for his defenseman Hazen, gets it cross ice. Nice pass to Gradoff. Gradoff fires it in. Corrado gets a piece of that and chips it off in the corner. Rebound shot right on net, lay loose, and dumped out to the corner, and now right back the other way, 2-on-1. Chance for Foley, led by Carter Penn down in the corner. He's got a man out front to Dempsey with a shot, and he scores. You could see that one coming a mile away. Tyler Dempsey from a pass from Carter Penn at 7:49 of the second, and Bishop Foley takes a 3-2 lead.
The hitting kind of picked up for Bishop Foley. They got way more aggressive there in that last few minutes since giving up the equalizer. A really good pass to Dempsey. He was just right off of that right hip of Ethan Wood, who just wasn't quite able to beat the puck over to make the save. So a really nice play there by Bishop Foley, making it 3-2.
Here's something I noticed during that last stoppage. They pulled Alex Corrado out of net for Bishop Foley and put in Dominic Carnegie about halfway through, so they're going to split this game between the two goalies. Foley back with pressure again after that goal in the Tawas zone. From the high slot, a shot. Ethan Wood can't find it. Big save. A lot of pushing and shoving, clearing the front of the net. Benny Bolin involved. A couple other Braves. No penalties will come of it. Good save by Wood there on a drive from the point by Peter Murphy.
And then you can't like one of the forwards getting right in the face of Ethan Wood like that. So it was smart on Tawas just to kind of clear them away. Yeah, there was no penalty needed there. Just a lot of, physicality continues to show here. And, no, we are going to get
Kevin Junkless going to take, looks like, two Braves and one Bishop Foley venture. I didn't really see it that way, but we're going to find out what the calls are.
Yeah, I think
either way, I think we're going to skate 5-on-4. Probably two minors for the Braves, one minor for Bishop Foley.
I think they're probably just a little tired of the extracurricular hitting that has really started to. It's been throughout the entire game. I'd say it's picked up, but
pretty much in every goalie cover up, there's been a late poke at the goalie, yeah. And that's always started a little something. So now in goal, we have the other senior, Dominic Carnegie, in goal now for Bishop Foley for the second half of this game. And we'll wait until they get this penalty up on the clock. There it goes, before they drop the puck. Referee Junquist giving Coach Rattel an explanation on the call.
Not sure Coach Rattel is accepting the explanation.
Accepting it, but not liking it. Yeah. So a power play here for Foley with 7:29 left in the second. Braves need a power play kill here. Face off to the right-hand side, Ethan Wood. Puck's on the ice. One back to the blue line and cleared out to the neutral zone by Bishop Foley. They turn and head into the Tawas zone. Good work by Cody Prim up top there. Gets the puck loose. Won't allow Bishop Foley to set up. Now a cross ice pass. Across the top of the point. Foley walks in. That's deflected. And all the way up into the netting as Ryan Beckman took it off the Tawas defender's stick. And we'll have another stoppage with 1:34 left in the power play.
Four shots on goal in this period for the Tawas Braves so far, six, including one goal for each team so far here for Bishop Foley. 7:02 remaining in the period. 1:34 remaining in the Bishop Foley power play.
Face off to the left, Ethan Wood. Draw one by Bishop Foley down in the corner. Peter Murphy wraps it around behind the Tawas net. Braves Brant. Braden Bolin back there to get it. Plays the puck along the boards but not out. Kept in at the point by Ryan Beckman. Beckman down low. Below the half circle. He gets it back. Beckman does. In his legs, and that goes through his feet. And that'll squirt out to neutral ice as the Braves will get the chance to clear the zone. 1-4 checker. Sawyer Allman out on the ice. Beckman tried to get a big head of steam. Lost the puck. Sends it out to center ice, and finally Bishop Foley chips it in all the way. Behind the net, given chase by Peter Murphy. Murphy gets to the puck first, gets it along the boards to Carter Penn. Out front, shot, and that was just wide. It was blocked. Ethan Wood didn't have to make a save. Now Tawas tries to clear it, hits a guy in the chest, and right back the other way is Foley. Both teams tired right now. They could both use a change into the zone. Foley's Peter Murphy gets it to the point. Shot went all the way through. Wood didn't see it till the end. Beckman now down low. Gets it to Adam Moore. And now there's some rough stuff out in front of the net. We'll get a whistle. And we might have a penalty here. We're going to see which way Scott Packard's going to go with this. He's talking to the Bishop Foley player and skating towards the penalty box. I don't think he likes it, but Bishop Foley might have a penalty here, Brad.
Well, number 7 for the Braves heads into there also. He's going into the, so Braden Boland's going to head into the penalty box.
So coincidental minors will be assessed to number 11, Carter Penn, and number 7, Braden Boland. That's actually a good trade-off right now for the Braves to take Carter Penn off the ice for 2 minutes, especially with 5:51 left in the second period and 23 seconds still to kill on this. A lot of conversation between referee Packard and Carter Penn.
And number 10 for Bishop Foley, Peter Stevens, as Carter Penn keeps on talking with the ref, eventually went over and just kind of hit him. I think he just told, stop. Stop talking. Like, we're going to accept what's moving on here, and we're just going to play hockey.
And now Scott Packard's having a word with head coach Dave Williamson on the Bishop Foley bench. And this is one of those games here, Brad, that it's good the score's working for us 3-2, because if it was really lopsided, this game could get a little chippy.
Yeah, and so far the Braves done a good job. They had some penalties, but it looks like they're keeping their head. They're not going out after Bishop Foley. They're just protecting Ethan Wood.
Draw one by Foley. 15 left in the penalty. Up top for it is Tim Martin. Martin gets it down low, shot across the slot. Goes all the way out the other side. Picked up by Peter Murphy. Murphy dumps it back down into the circle. Shot, that didn't get through. Hit a body out front. Went all the way around the other corner to Tim Martin. Martin wraps it around behind the net. Braves try to clear it. Won't come all the way out. Braves back at full strength now. As the power play is over, puck lay along the boards. Tim Martin working hard for Bishop Foley, keeping it in. Gets it to the point. They try to chip it out and can't. Brendan Carnegie sends it all the way up into the netting, and we'll get a faceoff outside the Tawa zone. And we come away with that power play unscathed with 5:09 left.
And again, that's the second power play that Bishop Foley's had. No real pressure on the Braves.
No.
So they do not get very aggressive on their power play. We haven't seen them shoot the puck too many times as it is. They're very technical, but and again, it had a chance and didn't take advantage of it.
Faceoff goes through neutral ice. Bishop Foley wraps around behind their own net. Dylan Ostrakis. Ostrakis sends it up the boards to Murphy. Murphy gets it through center ice to Martin. Martin with a chance. Walks in, shot right on. And Ethan Wood comes up big again and covers that up. And there's a little bit of pushing and shoving again between Devin Gradoff and Tim Martin.
That time Devin Gradoff went and instigated it and then tried to get the reaction penalty called. He went over to the shooter and it tried to get hit.
Face off to the left of Wood. One by Foley back to the blue line. They send it down behind the net. Big, big hit behind the net by Braden Heimer. Puck lay loose still in the Tawa zone along the boards. Two Braves, two Ventures in, digging after the puck. Braves come out of the pile with it. Get it out to center ice. Braves dump it down into the Bishop Foley zone. Behind Dominic Carnegie. Carnegie leaves it there. Stolen by Gradoff. Nobody to help him. Just one forechecker deep. Bishop Foley will get the puck. They flip it out to center ice. The Braves right there for that. Gage Maxfield right back the other way. And Maxfield takes a big hit from number 13, Peter Murphy. And then Bishop Foley dumps it deep into the Braves zone. So Foley can play the body too, obviously. Braves out of their zone to Maxfield. He's going for a change. Puck gets into the zone. Gradoff wraps it around behind the net. Into forecheck on that is Cooper Gorman. Gorman digging hard in the corner, throwing the body around. Sawyer Allman with him. Foley gets the puck out to center ice. And right there, Jake Hazen gets it right back the other way for the Braves. And they shoot it in. Cooper Gorman around the boards. Trevor Bologna right there. Bologna mixing it up in the corner. Bishop Foley chips it out to center ice. Chopped at by Walker Hazen. Puck lay loose in the neutral zone. Cooper Gorman with a big check on number two, Adam Moore. And the body work starting to pick up a little. 3:11 left, 3-2 Lamp. Madison Heights, Bishop Foley. Puck behind the net. Lays loose there. Bologna keeps playing the body. Didn't go after the puck. Big hit over in the corner by Taylor Williams. Braves look to drive it in. Look out there. It's number two, Adam Moore. Put the body on Walker Hazen, and the hitting's really picked up. If you get that puck on your stick, you better keep your head up. Bishop Foley, Ryan Beckman into the zone, into the high slot, falls. Never got the shot off. Gets up, still with the puck, loose in the corner. Braves chip it behind their own net. Braves fan on it, trying to get it out. Picked up again by Beckman, out to the point shot. That was just wide on a rip from the blue line by Mitchell Tremberth. Puck still in the corner. Taylor Williams plays some body down low. Puck shot, rebound. And there's a goal off the side of the net and in on a rebound. And just like that, Peter Murphy makes it 4-2, Bishop Foley.
Yeah, that's when it just slipped right by Ethan. It looks like he had it covered and instead goes by. And I was thinking that whole time, like, they really need a stop. It's the Braves need a cover up here, kind of reset everything, and instead one slips through. And Ethan Wood getting some words of encouragement from Kyle Andrika and Gage Maxfield too. And Maxfield puts his hands there. Everybody chill out. Everybody relax.
Yeah,
it's 4-2. Everything will be all right. 2:14 to play in the second.
A little bit of a heartbreaker this late. See if the Braves respond. Here comes right in on goal. Andrika with a shot. And Dominic Carnegie flashes the left hand and makes a big save. And Cody Prim got knocked down pretty good in the corner as well. No calls at all. And I tell you what, the refs have let just about everything go today in this game.
And a lot of it centered around Carter Penn. Again, he's the one who kind of got Prim from behind there, and Prim had something to say about it.
Andrika and Penn to take the faceoff to the right of Carnegie. Bishop Foley wins it and heads out the other way, led by Bobby Kolka. Kolka walks in on goal. Couldn't get the shot off on Wood. Puck behind the net now. Foley, Carter Penn working behind the Braves' goal, digging along the puck. Gets it out. Looking for a man out at the point. Carter Penn just keeps the puck on a stick, turns and heads back to the slot himself. Chips it out to the blue line. Bishop Foley working hard, but the Braves finally clear the zone. And Brennan Carnegie back to get it. He slips and falls, almost gives the puck away. Finally, Bishop Foley gets it back on the stick of Carter Penn into the zone, makes a nice move, gets down in the corner, 1:22 left in the second. Carter Penn loses the puck. It goes into the corner to Andrika, who fans on it again and then takes a big hit from Carter Penn and once again turns the puck over in the Braves zone. Ben Boland throws the body on Carter Penn back, says, here, you're going to hit my partner. You're going to take a little body too. And finally, the Braves clear to center ice. Grabbed right back and brought into the zone offside by Bishop Foley. And a little bit of chippiness, a little bit of frustration now on the Braves' end of it. And you can see it coming out on the ice with 1 minute exactly left here in our second period.
Yeah, a lot of the frustration today has been with Bishop Foley. They have been the team that's been frustrated trying to throw the body around. Now that they're on a 4-1 run, you could say, in this game, a little bit of frustration now coming from the Braves. They need a strong final minute here.
Face off outside the Braves zone. Sawyer Allman on the ice to take it. Another discussion between referee Scott Packard and head coach Dave Williamson of the Bishop Foley Ventures. They finally get that straightened out. Linesman Pilecki gets a puck on the ice, and the Braves clear it right to the Bishop Foley zone. Foley clears the puck and heads back the other way. Adam Moore in the zone. Cross ice shot. That was Ryan Beckman that ripped it just wide. Oh, big hit there. That'll draw a penalty, I think. Referee right down there, watched the whole thing. Bishop Foley players trying to keep their tempo right now as one of the Tawas Braves players. Looks like it's going to be number 7. Braden Boland took about a 4-step run and just ran through somebody, so that's not what they needed late in the period here is a charging penalty. Bowen will go to the box and sit 2. And in the meantime, Bishop Foley will have a power play the last 38 seconds of this period. And if they don't get a goal, part of the third period. Coach Rattel makes a late line change, sends Ben Bowen out to kill this penalty, along with Gage Maxfield. Braves try to win the draw. Sawyer Allman gets it back. Puck lay loose in his feet. Finally gets it around the corner and tries to clear it, but it goes over the short glass out of play, and we'll do it all over again with 1:52 left in the power play and 29 seconds left in our second period.
High school hockey on WKJC brought to you in part by Neiman's Family Market of Tawas City and JT Underground Incorporated of East Tawas.
Face off, won by Bishop Foley. They have the puck in the zone along the wall. Number 10, Peter Stevens, tries to chip it back to the point. Carter Penn turns it over to the Braves, and the Braves clear the zone and bring it into the zone, and they get a shot off over the top of the cage by Braden Heimer. He digs hard in the corner. Now they're caught, though, the other way. 3-on-1 the other way. Good play by Sawyer Allman to get a piece of the body there and not allow the cross-ice pass as our horn goes and brings us to the conclusion of our second period. It's the Bishop Foley Ventures 4 and the Tawas Braves 2 at the end of the second. We'll be back at the Barn by the Bay after this message on 104.7, your power station for sports, WKJC.
7:42 to play in our third period. 5-2 after an early goal here in the third by Bishop Foley. But right now we have a break trying to sort the penalty out after a high dangerous hit onto Jake Hazen.
Yeah, pretty vicious hit, too. I don't know what call that Jake Hazen's going to get for retaliation after that, but that's one of those things. You have to stick up for yourself after that. You can't.
Of course.
I mean, that guy took four steps, ran his cage, you know, with his hands both high.
Yeah.
And the referee's hand went up immediately when that happened. So they had the call, but Jake Hazen's going to, you know, I mean, these are kids and they're down three goals. He's going to retaliate, and that's the way it is. And that's why it's an emotional sport.
The face mask got ripped off of Jake Hazen there when they were trying to, you know, fight that one out. So I don't blame Jake Hazen at all for trying to respond to that as they try and figure this out and what they're going to do with that. But, you do that in a football game, you're getting kicked out of the game.
Yeah.
So
it'll be Tim Martin for Bishop Foley on the original, and then we'll see what the retaliation is. We'll see if it's all square on the ice or if there's a power play involved in it.
Again, 5-2, Bishop Foley over Taos area.
Somebody going in to serve a penalty now. That's number 19, Brian Burke, going into the penalty box to serve it. 2 minutes are up on the guest side. They've got it all straightened out. Hazen's in the box also. So Braves are going to come out with a power play of 2 minutes on this.
Power play is brought to you by Russo Engineering and Talus Bay Etchworks of Talus City.
Assistant coach Matt Buresh making sure what the call was from referee Junquist. Face off down deep to the right of Carnegie. Braves win the draw, get it out in the slot shot, and Carnegie again flashes that left hand like he did down here in front of us last period, Brad. He's got a quick right-hand glove.
Yeah, man, he was slipping while he was going. He was about to go down in the shot, and he just happened to get a hand up onto that one.
We'll do it all over again to the right of Carnegie. Ullman loses the draw, and Bishop Foley, shorthanded, sends it all the way down the ice. Ethan Wood will leave it right there for number seven, Braden Bolin. Bolin gets it out to the blue line, but then it's chopped at by Foley back into the Tawas zone. Braden Heimer gets it up ice. He's got Cody Prim. Prim tries to get it to Andrika, and we got an offside that should have been a delay, but it was blown down for an offside. So we'll have a faceoff just outside the Bishop Foley zone.
11:13 to play in our third period. The Braves need to get something going. They need to score on this power play. It's essentially what needs to happen here.
Absolutely. So face off in a neutral zone, won by Foley. They dump it all the way down. Once again, Ethan Wood out of his net to leave it there for Braden Heimer. Heimer leaves it for Andrika. Andrika with a head of steam up through neutral ice. All the way down into the Bishop Foley zone. Andrika with a shot. That was right on, and Carnegie got a piece of it twice. The rebound right out front. Carnegie, puck still loose, out to the blue line, shot, didn't get through. Down into the corner, Andrika with a shot right on, and finally Carnegie's going to hang on to that as bodies everywhere trying to get this puck past senior Dominic Carnegie as he's came in the middle of this game and played outstanding.
Yeah, I think they didn't like what they saw out of Corrado. He looked. I'm not sure if that's why they made the change, but either way, Carnegie's been great. Six shots on goal in the period already for the Braves.
I think it's more of a case of just two seniors splitting a game, really. I thought Corrado played pretty good. Foley wins the draw. Down deep in their own zone. Taylor Williams down there being a pest, keeping the puck in. Puck still loose in the corner. Comes out to Ben Bolin at the point. Ben sends it back down around the boards to Trevor Bolaño. Bolaño in the corner with it, nobody on him, puts it behind the net and then heads to the front of the net. Puck chipped up along the boards to Walker Hazen. Walker Hazen gets it back down low to Maxfield. Maxfield behind the net. Braves on the power play, 26 seconds left. Foley tries to clear, but Hazen right there at the blue line to keep it in. Down low to Maxfield. Maxfield goes below the circle behind the net. Sends it out in the slot. Ben Bolin with a drive that didn't get through. And Foley chips it out through center ice. 10 seconds left in the power play. Ben Bolin backhands it out to neutral ice, and that'll eat up the rest of the power play for the Braves as Bishop Foley goes back to full strength. Ben Bolin behind his own net. Knocked off the puck and grabbed by Adam Moore. Moore back behind the net, gets hit by Walker Hazen, and now Ben Bolin will clear it out into neutral ice. Trevor Bologna hit from behind, and here's a penalty coming again to Bishop Foley. Once they touch it, why hasn't he blown it down since they have it? There we go. Took Kevin Junquist a long time to get on that whistle after the change of possession, but we'll have a penalty here on some type of check from behind or boarding call as the Bishop Foley player jammed Trevor Bologna right into the boards, Brad.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And you're whacking him right in the back there in 9:15 to play here in our second period, or third period. We'll have another power play brought to you by Russo Engineering and Talus Bay Edgeworks of Talus City. Before we get started, let's pause for station identification on WKJC. Okay, we'll get a pause here in a little bit. Again, we got Chad working double duty as there's the 2 minutes up on the clock. And again, 5-2.
Braves will go on the power play, 9:15 left here. Right off the draw, Allman tried to chip one that almost beat Carnegie. Puck along the boards, Ben Bolin dumps it in deep. Maxfield out on the ice, Taylor Williams on the ice, Endrika and Allman. Kept in at the point by Allman. He walks around his defender. Goes down deep. He switches places with Andrika. Sawyer Allman tries to chip it out front. Nothing there. Allman still with the puck. Still with it. Gets it out to Andrika with a ripper. And once again, Dominic Carnegie flashes that leather and grabs that puck out of midair, and he'll hold on for a faceoff.
5-2, Bishop Foley over Talus. You like that they have seven shots on goal. I don't know how many good scoring chances they have, but seven shots on goal is a good thing. It's already more than they had in the whole second period.
Minute and 30 left in the power play. Face off to the left of Carnegie. Bishop Foley wins the draw and dump it all the way down ice. Ethan Wood goes behind his net to get it, leaves it for Ben Bolin. Ben, cross ice pass to Sawyer Allman. Allman gets it up to Gage Maxfield, who chips it down into the Bishop Foley zone. Carnegie will steer it aside for his defensive partner, Carter Penn. Giveaway, Allman in the slot with a shot. Oh, what a save by Carnegie as he got a toe on it. Maxfield with it down low now. Braves applying pressure on their power play. 55 left in that. Maxfield still with the puck. Out in the slot, and it's deflected, and it comes right to rest in between Dominic Carnegie's legs, and he'll cover up for an easy faceoff.
I don't know how Carnegie made that save on that Sawyer Orleman shot. I mean, that looked like that was just bound for the back of the net. 48 seconds remaining in our power play, brought to you by Russo Engineering and Talus Bay Edgeworks, each of Talus City. 8:03 remaining in the game.
Face off to the left of Carnegie. Braves win the draw out to the blue line. Allman moves it over to Braden Bolin. Braves get it down behind the net. Devin Gradoff doesn't clear it very well, and Bishop Foley will clear it all the way down the ice with 30 seconds left. Wood out of the goal. He leaves it there. Chipped up along the boards by Joel Allman. Out into center ice, and a ripped shot in by Bishop Foley right on goal. And Ethan Wood had to be sharp on that. 15 left in the penalty now. Bologna with a head of steam into the Bishop Foley zone. He drops that puck off for Andrika. Andrika down into the corner. Braves give chase for it in the high slot. Three left in the power play. And that'll do it as Bishop Foley back at full strength. Dallas Braves' Braden Bolin gets it across ice, and Gradoff will drive it back around behind the Foley zone. Braden Bolin battling along the boards there to keep that puck in. He's joined two Braves. Two Bishop Foley ventures dig for it. Some pushing, shoving. Pucks comes loose. Goes behind the Bishop Foley net, and now with a head of steam out of his own zone as Peter Stevens headmans the puck up and a drive right on Wood. Makes an easy save on the slap shot from Murphy. Leaves it there for his defenseman, and he clears it out to neutral ice. 6:33 left. Bishop Foley into the zone with a shot off the side of the net. There's Ryan Beckman skating circles around the Braves, and that's deflected up into the netting, and we'll have a faceoff. 5-2, Braves down right now. 6:23 left in the third.
You've seen the Braves make a push, and they need to do that. They need to find the stick of Gage Maxey. They need to find the sticks of also Kyle and Drake. Really make sure those are the two guys who really handle, and Sawyer Ullman, who handled the puck a lot the rest of the way, get some shots on net.
Right off the faceoff, a shot, and that goes through the five hole again on Ethan Wood. Right off the draw. And that's going to be the heartbreaker right there, Brad. That's going to make it 6-2, Bishop Foley.
Yeah, that one's a tough one there for Ethan Wood. Again, just kind of got screened a little bit at the point of attack. And it's 6-2, a four-goal lead for Bishop Foley. Let's pause for station identification on WKJC, your power station for sports.
Broadcasting from the shores of Tawas Bay, you're listening to the Big One, 50,000 watts, WKJC-FM, Tawas City, East Tawas, a Carroll Broadcasting Station.
Kurt Romberger back with Brad Allen here at the Barn by the Bay, 6 minutes left in the third. Foley with the puck right now in the Braves zone. They drive it in off the pad of Gage Maxfield, and it clears out to neutral ice. Now Walker Hazen, he'll try to clear it out to the center ice, and we have a whistle. I don't know what the whistle was for. Must have been an offside somewhere.
Yeah, right as the change came in, ended up being offsides.
Well, a gritty effort today so far by the Braves against a bigger, stronger, faster Bishop Foley hockey team, and still 5:48 left here to clean this up and get something positive out of it heading into Monday against Davidson here at home. Face off to the left of Carnegie, puck lay loose, Foley chips it out to center ice and then dumps it in all the way around behind the Tawas net. Back to get its number 12, Braden Heimer. Heimer clears it up the boards to Sawyer Ullman. Ullman makes a move around his man, and it's 3-on-1 the other way. Ullman with a head fake and a shot, and he blew it over the top of the cage. Ben Bolin with a chance from the blue line. That's blocked, and it comes out to neutral ice. Bolin to Heimer to Ullman, who missed the pass, and it goes into the Foley end. Giveaway, Taylor Williams walks in but can't hang on to it. Puck lays and falls off his stick, picked up by Peter Murphy, who wraps it around the net, and now Foley heads out through the neutral zone. Dump into the Braves zone, picked up by Ben Bolin, cross-ice pass to Joel Ullman. Ullman gives it away to a fleet-footed Bishop Foley player coming down the wing. That's Bobby Kolka. Kolka makes a big circle around the net and dumps it into the high slot. Ben Bolin gets checked. Knocked off the puck. Brian Burke goes after the puck down in the corner. Shot by Kolkla. Right on goal, and Wood makes a save on that. Kolkla again with a backhand. Lay loose in the slot. Can't find it. Backhand. Big, big hit out front. Taylor Williams on number 27. Keegan Adams. That should be a penalty. But no call on it so far. They missed that one. Foley keeps it in still. Knock it deep down behind the net. Over to get it now is Brian Burke. Burke in the corner. Gives it to Kolkla. Kolkla sends it out to the point, and he couldn't keep that in, and it'll go all the way back down into the Bishop Foley zone. 3:54 left in the third. 6-2 Bishop Foley on top of the Braves here on a Saturday afternoon from Tawas Bay Arena. There was a dive that didn't get called. Good no call. Shot on Ethan Wood. Chips it aside. Now Gage Maxfield right back the other way. Little tentatively, he gave it away. Picked up by Peter Stevens for Bishop Foley. Foley headmans it to Peter Murphy, who sends it cross ice to Adam Moore. Adam Moore brings it in from the blue line to the high slot. Stevens in the high slot. Finally picked up by Cody Prim. There's a hook that didn't get called. And the fans that are here from Bishop Foley not happy right now with the officiating. Out to the point, high shot, over the top of everything, including the cage, onto the glass. Gage Maxfield wraps it around behind his net. Back to get that's Cody Prim. He can't find the handle. Behind the net for Adam Moore. Moore centers it. Taken away by Andrika. Andrika up the boards to Prim. Prim gets hit. Leaves it for Andrika. And Andrika gets down and into the Bishop Foley zone. Down into the deep corner. Nice move by Andrika. And then he gets railroaded up into the boards by Adam Moore. And the puck squirts over to Carnegie, who he'll pick that up. And now again in the corner, little pushing and shoving and little male high school testosterone here, Brad.
Yeah, another late swing on a goalie is not appreciated by Bishop Foley. 2:38 to play in the contest. Starting to see the speed and kind of is... Bishop Foley smells the blood in the water right now. You can kind of tell with the way they're playing right now. Way more aggressive than the Braves are.
Off the draw, Bishop Foley. One man to beat. All the way down into the Braves zone shot. Another nice save by Ethan Wood on Ryan Beckman. And then Tallis jams it down the ice. That'll be an icing. And come all the way back down here into the Tallis zone. As Ethan Wood dropped his gloves real quick after that last save. Might have hurt him a little bit. Or he's got a little equipment issue with the strap on his leg pad. But either way, there'll be a slight pause here so he can get that fixed before linesman Plawecki will drop the puck.
Just in the last 3-4 minutes since the goal, now they see that the goal has an issue. He's about ready to drop it. Last 3-4 minutes, a lot of shots on goal for Bishop Foley, probably about 6 or 7 just in the last few minutes, and 10 now in the period for Bishop Foley.
Bishop Foley right off the draw, trying to get another shot on goal. Puck loose behind the net. Right there, Carter Penn. Carter Penn's had himself a good game. Wraps it around the high slot, gets hauled down by Brandon Heimer, and no call again. And once again, the Bishop Foley fans here not happy with the officiating currently. Puck wrapped around the net, 6-2. Bishop Foley on top, under 2 minutes left. Foley brings it down the wing, all the way into the zone. Right on goal, that's Bobby Kolka, and a nice block there to stop and save that one. And Sawyer Allman heads back the other way. Took a little run by Carter Penn there at Allman. The crowd didn't like it this late. Another big hit in the corner on number 5, Devin Gradoff, is actually the winning team now throwing the body around. Kind of late, kind of cheap, actually. Right back the other way now into the zone. Led by Ryan Beckman. Beckman in on goal. And a nice move, and he scores. Tucks it in between the 5-hole. And that's going to be Beckman's hat trick for the night. What a really, really good, nice play and good move from a really talented hockey player, Ryan Beckman.
Yeah, that was not a whole lot that Ethan Wood could do right there. Just a really, really nice play in a one-on-one matchup. The sophomore goalie, you'll continue to learn at that one. Is this one kind of gotten out of hand here late, 7-2. Situation where the Braves had this tied at 2 in the middle of the second period, and 5 straight goals here for Bishop Foley.
And off the faceoff. Foley not content. They're going to probably look for one more into the zone. Chipped in by Tyler Dempsey. Behind the net, lost it in his feet. Puck lay loose. Adam Moore finally loses it to Ben Bolin, and Bolin skates back the other way. He gets hit in the back by number 10, Peter Stevens. Shot on goal. Carnegie steers it aside easily. Foley clears it along the boards, and Dempsey will skate out of his own zone through center ice. Tyler Dempsey rifles it around behind the Braves' goal. Ben Bolin there to get it. Cooper Gorman, Ben Bolin. Once again, Bolin gets hit again by number 10, Peter Stevens, and he doesn't like it. But it doesn't matter because there's another goal right there for Bishop Foley by Tyler Dempsey. And all that while that was going on, Ben Bolin and number 10, Peter Stevens, tied up out near the blue line in a wrestling match that has finally come to rest now. But another goal late for Bishop Foley, Brad.
Yeah, Coach Rattel is not going to be happy with the finish of this. He is. Tallis became undisciplined. Tallis got out of position. Tallis got away from what kept them in this game early on. They really let Bishop Foley bully him around these last about 10 minutes, and that is not going to make Coach Rattel happy the way that his team did not keep their composure whatsoever.
Well, 20 seconds left in the game now. Off the draw at center ice. Puck in the Braves zone. Keegan Bender knocks his guy down. Puck's loose, brought in offside. There was a guy deep that they didn't call the offside on. It'll be good to get this one over without anybody getting hurt here. Foley sends it down deep into the corner. Good battle for it there with Braden Heimer. And just like that, what was a close game all the way through turned into an 8-2 loss. That's our final score, is Bishop Foley 8 and the Taos Braves 2.